011, Monday night. We continue with Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chof Hey. Se'if, we will start from Se'if Yud Gimel. Nagu Ha'olam, Ha'olam, the famous Olam. Shalo Lachlo Tefillin, not to take off the Tefillin. Ad Acha Kedushas U'Bolotziyon. Now really, 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 practically speaking, you shouldn't take off your tefillin until davening's over. First of all, it's pashut not covered. It's like you're running away. What's your rush? You will always see adults doing it. Make believe you don't see it. Okay, that's number one. Number two is you're certainly not really supposed to be taking off your tefillin while the person's saying Kaddish and you're answering Yehi Shmei Rabbah and Amen. Number three is you're not supposed to be taking off the tefillin while you're davening. So if you don't take off your tefillin while you're davening and you don't take off your tefillin while someone's saying Kaddish, that sort of equals that you're going to end up taking off your tefillin when davening's over. However, people always stop taking off that tefillin because they're nervous. I'm not sure what they're nervous about, but people are nervous. So now we're going to be learning. So on a practical level, you really shouldn't take off your tefillin until davening's over. First of all, al-kavod of the tefillin shouldn't look like you're running away from the mitzvah. Second of all, again, on a practical level, you're not supposed to be taking it off while you're davening or while you're listening to Kaddish. But we're going to be learning now a more technical obligation, like al-pi kabbalah, al-pi din, to when you're supposed to have your tefillin on. Let's say no one's saying Kaddish and you're not davening. So to when are you supposed to keep on your tefillin? So that's what we're learning about now. Make sure you have it on you when you're saying the Kedusha. You know, in Uvalot Zion you say Kedusha. It's called Kedusha Sidra. And therefore, okay. They keep it on till them. They don't keep, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, they don't keep it on like longer than that. Really, you're supposed to walk around all day in your tefillin. You're aware of that. The mitzvah of tefillin in the Torah is not to wear tefillin during davening, is not to wear tefillin during Kriya Shema. It's to wear tefillin a whole day. We don't, because you need a guf naki. You need a guf naki. You have to be clean, and you have to treat it with the proper respect, and you're not supposed to be in the siyach das. So, we only wear it by davening, but you should keep it on at least till after Kedushas of Olot Zion. The Yesh Misha Kosav, the Ramah says, Al Tzara Kabbalah. You guys know Kabbalah. Shalom Lachlo Tzachamar Bohem Sholosh Kedushas Ve'arbo Kadeshim. Three Kedushas and four Kadeshim you should have it on for. What's the three Kedushas? Rabbo say, let's go, no. Where are there three Kedushas in davening?
After Shava.
Right, that's one. That's Uvalotzion, that's two.
Four.
And good old Kedusha. That's three. We are four Kadeshim. One is after Yishtabach. One is, no, official Kadeshim. One is after Tachanun. One is Kaddish Tiskabel. And he's counting one Kaddish Yasom, that's after Aleinu. That's what the Ramah counts. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that some have it the other way around. Three Kadeshim and four Kedushos. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. They count Baruch Hu as a Kedusha. Dainu Lacha Kaddish Yasom. Vachinogim Hamadaktigim, to make sure you have it on you for three Kedushos and four Kadeshim. Ubiyom Sheish Bil Sefer Torah, meaning Yelein. They don't take it off until after the Sefer Torah is put back in the Aron Kodesh. Now that doesn't really make sense, but it makes sense if you daven Nusach Svard, because if you daven Nusach Svard, they put it back after Uvalot Zion. So he just got through saying the Mechaber that you keep it on until after Kedushas Uvalot Zion. So now he's continuing and he's saying that on the day when they put back the Sefer Torah, wait till after the Sefer Torah is back. If you put it back in Nusach Ashkenaz, and the whole thing's not no gear because you put it back before Uvalot Zion. The Anichu Beichel. Hagov, I didn't welcome Shemachlis to Sefer Torah, Lachar Uvalot Zion Goel. I will have been meeting Medina Seilu, Shemachlis from HaTorah. Miyad Lachar Akriya, so Ein Lachol from Rakamo B'Shar Yom, and treat it like a regular day. Biyom Rosh Chodesh, Chotzim also called them Tfilos Musaf. Anybody know why? Why? And what's wrong with having Tfilin on for Musaf? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Details at 11. Hagav, who had the Chol HaMoed? If you wear Tfilin Chol HaMoed, you take it off for Musaf. We'll see why. The Dafka Ba'amokum Sh'omim B'Musaf Kedushas Kesser. Oh, the Ramah gave it away. This din is really only when they say the Sechsfard and they say, Kesser Yitnul Chashem Elokeinu. You ever know how in the Sechsfard how Kedusha of Musaf starts? Kesser Yitnul Chashem Elokeinu Malachim Amalim Malam Amalim Malam Yachad, 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 Yachad. Anyway, so Kesser is a crown and you're saying Hashem has the crown of Malucha. So it's like we don't wear our crown when we talk about Hashem's crown. That's the idea. Miu, however, the Ramah says, so that L'chayim Nusach Ashkenaz, there would be nothing wrong, so to speak, wearing your tefillin for Musaf. So he says, because we don't say Keser, we say Nagdishach. Miu, Nagim L'Sachim, Kaidim Musaf B'chal Mako. In any event, we take it off. Anyway, let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Nagu Nun hey, v'yesh she'ein mashem alem yesh menachiyot. Some people bedafka take it off like right away after the three kadushas and the four kadeshim. The tzrichim gufnaki because they don't want to keep it on them because you really have to be super makpid to conduct yourself properly when you're wearing tefillin. But v'akol lefi mashehu adam. You know? Do you know any Yiddish? In Yiddish, it say "Echab tzurik and kumen nemezach sedebena." It means I started bothering everyone again. My hibernation is over. I'm back on everyone's back. V'akol lefi mashehu adam. Emein lo guf naki. V'misori shema yafiach. You pierce wind. You know, you make funny noises. You salik miyad. You have to take off your tefillin. Because you're not allowed to be wearing tefillin when you do that. That's why most people do not wear tefillin the whole day. Some people do. Some people wear it, right? People in the old city. You walked around the old city the other day, you saw all these kids in their tefillin, buying soda pop in the store. Ubashemo Arizal Kostu, Shalom Yechelitz, and Acher Al Kenakavalachon. Until after Aleinu. It's nice to be wearing your tefillin by a bris milah. But most people take it off right after davening. Most people take it off. Yeah. I take it off right away in the summer for sure. Because I sweat a lot. And sweat can ruin a pair of tefillin. And I'm a big schwitzer. So I take off my tefillin in the summer. I mamash take it off right away as soon as I can. Usually sweating, they don't turn on the air conditioning. Shalosh Kedushos, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tol Soferhu. This is a mistake. Ubenasar Chloima Shalosh Kadeshim, the Arba Kedushos. He Baruch was Hashem Nechshav Choda. She Dover Shabikdusha. You need a minion to say it. Ukedusha Sofer Berurah Shnia. That's the Kedusha in the Birchas Kriyashma. Ukedusha Soamida, that's Shmona Esrei. Ukedusha Zubalatzion. Ushlosha Kadeshim, Uchasi Kadesh Akhaidim Barchu, Uchasi Kadesh Akhatilos Yutches, Ukadesholim Shachar Bolitzion. So that's your three Kadeshim and your four Kadushas. The Komoko Mashram and Prima Godim, Shachrainim, the Mekomo Shanogim Loma Kadeshos of Choyama Karolenu, which is most places, Toshalo Lachlo Sadaka Kadesh Yoso. Vanoshim people, Shanogim, the Kapel, they fold up their talus and fill in, Ulahanichon, Petikon in their bags, the Eis Amiras Kaddish, while Kaddish is being said, Lo Yofeim Osim, it is not a good thing to do. The Ma'od Yesh L'chadim Menias Omen Yeheshmei Rabba. You really have to listen to Kaddish and have in mind what it means and say Omen. Kibavur L'kamam B'simen Involved the Torah V'Shulchan Aruch Omen Yeheshmei Rabba Hu Od B'Madrega Gavoa Yosef Mekadusha. You know, if you have a choice between saying Yeheshmei Rabba and Kedusha, you know, if you have two minyanim, let's say, and one saying Yeheshver Abba, and then one you'll be saying Kad, you'll be entering Kedusha, you're supposed to go to the Yeheshver Abba one. Yeheshver Abba is on a higher level than Kedusha, so to speak, and if you have a choice, you're supposed to say Yeheshver Abba. Kibamur Shemu Bogan Avrom Shiv Kot Nalef. Ubavadai Loigora Mishon Brochos to Rabbonon. Also Lassos Afilu Tashmish Kal. You know you're not supposed to be doing something when you make a brocha. You're not supposed to be doing anything. You're supposed to be concentrating on the bracha, focusing on the bracha, believe it or not. You're not supposed to be doing anything when you make a bracha. How come you're allowed to dry your hands while you're saying Amatila Shadoyim?
First, you're supposed to say the bracha and then
dry. But that they allow the achronim. You know, you can start saying the bracha and dry your hands because that's the mitzvah of the bracha. So that doesn't count. That's not called you're doing something else. Achi achziru, until you bring back the Sefer Torah. Remez l'dover v'yavar malkom lefnehem haino ha-Sefer Torah v'Hashem v'roishem is the tefillin. Yanichu b'echel v'achol s'nkaidem, if you take off your tefillin before they put back the Sefer Torah. Al kaponim yizori, should be careful shalo yachol s'ashal rosh b'fnei ha-Sefer Torah. You don't stand in front of the Sefer Torah and take off your tefillin shal rosh. It's not kavod. You're taking off your tefillin, you're exposing your head, you're taking it off in front of the Sefer Torah. It's not nice. Ali yitzdalik l'tzbog, go to the side. U'b'shel yod, l'leka giloy, b'tefillin shel rosh, tachos ha-talos gadol. If you're not doing it like openly, then shari. Musaf, achas yechziru ha-Sefer Torah b'echol. After Kaddish, even before the Kaddish, don't be matzik between Kaddish and the Tefillah. We do it though. We do like the first side of the Mishnah Berurah that we take off our tefillin after Kaddish. On Rosh Chodesh, if you haven't noticed. We do not listen to the Ramah. We don't take off our tefillin on Chol HaMoed before Musaf. We take it off even before Hallel. The Hashatz Acher Hallel. You can't make everybody wait while he's taking off his tefillin. U'b'chol ha'moed shel sukkos, sheyesh p'nai b'ot shemamtin alala esrog, he has time to take off his tefillin because everybody's busy making a bracha on the lulav and esrog. So then he could take it off before Hallel also, without making anybody wait for him. Hanag y'ulbosh kol hayom, people who wear tefillin the whole day, yachzav y'ulbosh b'rosh chodesh achar tefillos musaf. He should put it on after Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. That's called immediately. The amount of time of Musaf is called immediately. He took off the tefillin on Das but put it on after Musaf. No new bracha. That's according to the Ramah, of course. What? Why? No, not the Ramah. The Machaber held like that. The Ramah held you don't. You don't put it on anymore. Even if you wear tefillin, but on Chol HaMoed it's only for davening. You don't put it on after Musaf. Chol HaMoed is like a Yom Tov. For Anoshim HaMenichim Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, B'Chol HaMoed Lo Yenichim Klal, don't put it on Chol HaMoed at all. U'Rosh Chodesh, you put it on after Musaf. Oh, She'osir Wa Tefillin Shel Vashi Kaidim U'Volot Zion, Shel Rabbeinu Tam Yulbushu Beis Amir U'Volot Zion. You should always do it that way. Kedushas Keser, Pirish, Mokum Shemarim, the Kaddish, but Musaf, they say Keser Yitna Lecha. Lechain Einochon Liyosos, Keser Shal Tefillin Alav. Afilu Beis Tefillos Alachash. Even when you're davening your private Shmoneh Esrei. Uposhet Yim Shochach Nehiskel Os Pala Bohem, Lo Yechalsim Beemtza, don't take it off in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Chas V'Shalom. Deina Rak Ben Hoga. It's not like a big Aveira. It's only a minig not to wear Tefillin by Musaf. B'chol makom, ba'kaz kodesh danoi shenechayim to Musaf ain't alav kluna. If someone wears his tefillin for Musaf, we don't. Have... If someone doesn't take off, like you would yell at someone. Hey, shagetz, what are you wearing a tefillin by Musaf for? It's not a shagetz, it's only a minute to take it off for Musaf. We don't even say the Kedusha of Keser, so it's just a minute. Even the din of taking off your tefillin for Musaf, which is also only a minute, is if you say Keser. If you don't say Keser, it's like mamish, only a minute. So don't get excited. Someone talks Lashon Hara, get excited. Someone wears the tefillin for Musaf. Chill out, it's okay. Right, but it's the other way around. Someone talks Lashon Hara, you say, yeah, normal guy. Someone wears a tefillin for Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, you think he's a shagetz. Shamati al-Gadol, the Shamati, the Mishnah Berurah says, al-Gadol hador echot shaloho yecholtzum b'musaf at all. I guess he didn't say keser, so he says there's no reason to take it off. Achamispalol b'tzibur, but if you're davening b'tzibur, that's not such a good idea. You should never do things differently than the tzibur. Don't be a wise guy. So on a God Lador, you don't ask any kashas. Maybe he was davening privately, he meant. Well, maybe people understood that he did things with his own cheshbon. But if you are a regular person, go into shul and this, you know, do what everybody else is doing. Don't be a wise guy. That's the lesson for today. Don't be a wise guy.